Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
That's Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com. If you like this part of the show like I do, send me more questions. You can be as vague, detailed, lengthy, whatever, as you want. It can be a current event. It can be about your own health. Whatever you guys want. I do enjoy this part of the show. So my first question is from Bart Taylor. That name sounds familiar. I think Bart sent me some questions before. Hi, Dr. Smith. What is your opinion on the optimal dose of vitamin C in adults? And Bart so graciously included in his email a study. Matter of fact, I've seen this study. I reviewed this study about a year ago. It's from Critical Reviews in Food Sciences and Nutrition 2012. The title, Author's Perspective, What is the Optimum Intake of Vitamin C in Humans? And in this study, they concluded about 200 milligrams is an optimal dose. Now, keep in mind, the recommended daily intake of vitamin C is about 50 to 100 milligrams, depending on who you read. Somewhere between 50 and 100 milligrams of vitamin C every day will prevent scurvy. And that, by the way, is exactly what the recommended daily intake or recommended daily allowance. They're basically the same thing. That's why they were designed. That's what they were designed to do, to come up with a dose of vitamins and minerals that will prevent deficiencies, diseases of deficiencies. So that's exactly what the RDI and RDA do, and that's way low. If you want to prevent scurvy and that's all you want to do with vitamin C, great, follow the RDA. If you want to do more with vitamin C, if you want to benefit from vitamin C in terms of heart health, brain health, immune health, anti-cancer properties, you definitely need more than the RDA or the RDI. So this study coming out of Oregon State University, they looked at different trials, they looked at different cell culture studies. They said something really interesting, Bart, in this study, in the abstract at least. They said, here we argue that phase 3 randomized controlled trials, RCTs, designed principally to test the safety and efficacy of pharmaceutical drugs, are ill-suited to assess the health benefits of essential nutrients. Yes, yes, yes. And the currently available scientific evidence is sufficient to determine the optimum intake of vitamin C in humans. What happens, Bart, is we get a lot of situations where, you know, when it comes to dosing, specifically what I call ideal dosing, or what you refer to as optimal dosing, the kickback we get from conventional doctors and research is that there's not enough dosing trials or even randomized controlled trials in vitamins and nutrients to really come up with a good dose range, you know, the low end, the high end. And there is some truth in that there's not enough randomized controlled trials in vitamins and minerals. But the point that these researchers make that I really like is that may not even be the best way to study vitamins anyways. Randomized controlled trials are you know, looking at one group taking the test material and the other group a placebo. And because it's a pharmaceutical chemical drug, there's usually a quick, you know, effect, and you can measure that effect and see a difference quite quickly. Is that really a fair way to test vitamins and nutrients? And I was so happy to see the authors in this study, you know, recognize that if you're looking for pharmaceutical type studies to decide what a dose of vitamin C should be, well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we're not testing these nutrients, these what are called micronutrients, in the right way. So I like that. I just wanted to bring that in there. So they say 200 milligrams, Bar. Yeah, I like that. I think it's a little low still. My research showed that the dose range, the ideal dose range for vitamin C, is 500 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams. The Life Extension Foundation confirmed that, and I think, you know, the basic multivitamin that the foundation offers, called the 2 per day, doses it at 500 milligrams, so at least the lower end of that optimal range. But 200, that's about double the RDA. I think, yeah, I mean, here was a here's some good research looking at different types of trials, coming up with a much higher dose than the RDA for optimal vitamin C intake. So to answer your question, what's my opinion? I like this study. I think 200 is a good start. I think it's still too low. I think the optimal range of vitamin C, BART, is between 500 and 2,000 milligrams. Question number two. My husband was diagnosed with melanoma a few months ago. They are going to remove it, but they want to follow up with a cancer vaccine. Ah, very interesting. I've done my research, but I am still unclear what this is. Can you help explain it? Thanks, Pam. Yeah, okay, Pam. So, you know, in the same way that a regular vaccine works, like, you know, flu vaccine, a cancer vaccine stimulates the immune response to kind of be primed and ready to fight that particular cancer. So ultimately what they're going to do for your husband is they're going to remove the melanoma with what are called clear margins. And then they're going to give, this does make sense to me because I'm pretty sure, I mean, I'm not up to date on current cancer vaccines, but melanoma, there is a cancer melanoma vaccine. There is. So once they've, you know, cut out the melanoma, they then give him this melanoma vaccine, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to get his own immune system to respond to this vaccine, produce activated T cells and B cells against the melanoma so that he can be more protected from future development, future spread. And so that's what they're doing. That's what it is. A cancer vaccine is basically immunotherapy. It's using the immune system to fight the cancer. So they remove it. But knowing that melanomas are aggressive, they do spread. Melanomas are very metastatic. They spread to other organs very readily. So they got to remove it. They got to dig it all out. They got to make sure there's absolutely clear margins. But then they do something to protect from that potential spread because you can't get every single cell. There's no such thing as a perfect removal of a tumor. And so they've developed these vaccines to stimulate the immune response so that he can be protected down the line. So I think it's great. I'm not sure what else I should say about it, Pam, but you know, cancer vaccines and immunotherapy, I really think it's a lot of research has been going on in this field for a while, well, at least for maybe the past 5 or 6 years. And we're starting to develop more cancer vaccines. We're starting to develop more immunotherapy approaches. And I think it's awesome because the immune system is so incredible, Pam. Your husband's immune system is his one of his best defenses against having a problem with this melanoma down the line. It's just we have to help it a little bit. We have to help his immune system kind of be a little more aggressive when it comes to this melanoma, be a little more activated, be a little more active about it, a little proactive. That's what the cancer vaccine does. I think that's great. I hope that helped, Pam. Okay, next question. I think I have time for one more. This question rings home because I'm a frequent traveler myself. I travel all over the country with the foundation. What's your take on the airport scanner? Should frequent flyers be concerned? By the way, too, I've noticed the use of the scanners has pretty much gone up significantly. I mean, I remember it used to be half the time I'd go through the more traditional metal detector, but now I don't think I've gone through a metal detector at all. In the past couple of years, it's been all the scanners every time. I'm not too concerned. I'm a radiologist, so I'm not too concerned about the radiation from the scanners. If you are, though, you could just do some supplements, you know, cruciferous vegetables, antioxidants. Sulfur-based compounds are the best radioprotective ones we have, like MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, like 1,000 milligrams of that before you go traveling. That protects from the scanner and from being up high in the air. I mean, maybe just do some supplements. I'm not concerned about it, though. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.